Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Diane Pettit, a dietitian here at Pella Regional Health Center. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
And so the big thing we're going to be talking about is holiday eating. And we're already in the depths of the holiday season. Thanksgiving is past us, but there's still a lot more holiday eating ahead of us.
Really, the holiday eating season sometimes will start right there at Thanksgiving time and last all the way through Super Bowl Sunday, because we have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then some people will have their Christmas gatherings, holiday gatherings, after the first of the year, and then you get into football playoffs, and then kind of culminating there with Super Bowl Sunday. So holiday eating strategies are very important during these 8 to 12 weeks.
What are the particular things that you should watch out for and not overload on?
Well, I would encourage everyone to go back to the new dietary guidelines that came out this past summer and spring, where we're emphasizing choose my plate, where half of that plate is fruits and vegetables. So as you are planning the meal or the appetizer bar, whatever you're going to be doing for your family and friends gatherings, including church socials, is half of your items that you're offering, is it fruit and vegetables? And that is going to encourage everybody to eat overall healthy. And then do you have your grains? And then, of course, do you have the protein? Now, I'm not saying you cannot include the cheesecakes, the cookie trays, and that kind of stuff. But if people will first zero in on the fruits and vegetables, it's quite interesting that if you offer it, people will eat it. So majority of the times when we're talking about holiday eating, we encourage people first not to go hungry, not to skip a meal and go hungry, because then you're going to overeat. When you do go, you first scan or look to see what's being offered and zero in on when you're making your plate or just eating off of the napkin. Make sure that half of what you first pick is fruits and vegetables without a lot of sauces, dips, and that kind of stuff. Making sure that stuff is more on the side. And then eat that first, then go back and pick up the other things. Generally, you will fill up on the fruits and vegetables first, and then you won't be as hungry later on.
You mentioned the updated dietary guidelines that came out this year. Where can people find those?
You can go to choosemyplate.gov, and that will have lots of information for individuals to find out more information, or they can contact myself or one of the other dietitians in the area to learn more about those dietary guidelines. One of the things that I would also like to encourage people to do during this holiday season is to enjoy their food that they are having that is special, that Grandma or Aunt Mary makes, but then also to enjoy the company. If we are doing more socializing, visiting with our family and friends, then we have a tendency not to eat as much as well. So it's all about balance, and balance between socializing, what we're eating, as well as making sure that we incorporate our physical activity.
And for people who still, even when keeping these tips in mind, manage to gain some weight over the holidays, after everything's all said and done, Super Bowl's just ended, what's the best way to get off those extra pounds you've accumulated over the season?
Well, first off, during the social setting, instead of eating and then going and sitting on the couch and watching TV or taking a nap, general recommendation is to be up for 10 to 15 minutes after you have eaten and do some type of physical activity or movement. So that is going to help to burn off some of those calories, and then you won't be as sluggish later on. So really, to incorporate physical activity every day, 3 to 5 times a week, whether you're with a group of people or whether you're not. Sometimes that physical activity can be sitting around a table playing an intense board game, and you guys are all up and jumping around and joking and laughing because whatever somebody did in that game. So it doesn't have to be intense physical activity. It can just be some good old family fun, out playing in the snow, throwing the ball, help to clean up from the meal in the kitchen, and those types of things.
When you're planning these events ahead of time, and Thanksgiving again is already behind us, but there's still the big Christmas dinner and every other event that people are planning for this midwinter season. When you're planning those events, what are some good practices to incorporate to promote healthy eating?
Well, one of the first things that you can do is plan what you are going to be serving. Ask what your friend or family member is going to be serving and offer, can I bring something for you? When you are preparing whatever that recipe may be, you can make simple recipe substitutions from going from a regular item to a reduced or a fat-free. Sometimes making those recipe substitutions does not change the overall quality or consistency of that recipe. The other thing is I think we need to, quote-unquote, adjust our expectations, that a lot of times we say, oh, I'm going to go and I'm just going to overeat. If you go saying, I am not going to overeat, I am going to have just this and that, then you don't exceed the expectations and you feel better. So that's one thing, is adjust your expectations. Making sure that you eat a snack, as mentioned before, before you go, so you don't go hungry. Okay, when we go hungry, as mentioned, we usually have a tendency to overeat. Watch what we drink, because a lot of times our fluids has a lot of hidden calories. Stay more towards drinking your water, maybe your diet sodas, unsweetened teas, those types of things, because a lot of extra calories can be found in our beverages.
Once again, you've been listening to Let's Talk Pella. We had Diane Pettit, a dietitian here at Pella Regional Health Center, and I want to thank you again for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.